flower farmers, are you looking to connect with florists who truly appreciate the beauty of locally grown blooms? And florists, do you wish you had access to fresh, high-quality flowers straight from the farm? Well, I have the perfect solution for you, farmers2florists.com. It is the ultimate marketplace designed to bring flower farmers and florists together in one easy platform. So as a farmer, you can showcase your seasonal availability, you can connect with florists, you can get your name out there, you get listed in the directory, and you can sell your flowers at premium prices without a middleman. And as a florist, you can get access to farm fresh, locally grown blooms that your customers will love. And these are going to be vetted farmers. These are going to be farmers that understand the quality that you need. And they're not going to just try to sell you 5 gallon buckets of whatever they have going on. So no more scrambling to find the perfect flowers last minute. I would love for you guys to check out the link in the episode notes. Get signed up. We are still offering a special, if it is available, the first 20 farmers to sign up for this platform get the setup fee waived, so you just have to pay the monthly premium. There is an entire episode explaining this, but go ahead, click the link, reach out to me if you have questions, and let me know what you need. Thanks. Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. So today's episode is one that I wish someone had told me years ago. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts because that's what I do when I'm in the flower shop or planting the field or pulling weeds or whatever. I love listening to business and entrepreneurship podcasts. And I just heard an episode that talked about you can chase time or you can chase money, but you cannot chase both at once. And I know that sounds hard, but I promise that it makes sense. So I want to walk you through kind of the messy middle of my flower farming journey, especially in years 3 and 4. That would be like 2023, 2024, when I really learned this lesson the hard way. You know, if you're listening to this, one thing that I hear from farmers and they're like, I don't need to get rich. I don't need to get rich. I don't need to make $100,000. I just want to be able to pay for my kids' activities. I just want to be able to this. I just want to be able to that. And the fact is, that is totally fine if that's your goal. But I want you to learn to still build that foundation. The thing is, though, that goal on its own, on an island, is not necessarily achievable. And I know that sounds harsh, and I don't mean it to sound that way. But, you know, if you're like, no, I don't need to get rich, I can just sell my bouquets for $10 each. Okay, fine. But then when they're out in your farm stand and they're not selling and they're not making a profit, I promise after a couple of years of this, you will be burnt out and you will resent it. And I do promise also, like, I'm sharing things on social media, and I had so many people. So I had that reel last week kind of go viral. It got like 150,000 views on the Flower Farmer Forum page. I got almost 300 new followers on my farm page. I got 300 new followers, which isn't fantastic because, you know, and I collaborated both pages, but those are all farmers, not brides, not local people buying flowers from me. So I'm like, eh, that doesn't really help my algorithm because that's not who is going to buy my flowers on my farm page. But either way, irregardless, it's a thing for another day. And actually, I don't think irregardless is a word. Anyway, sorry, back at once. But I had people messaging me on the Flower Farmer Forum page and they're like, that's great, but I can't afford a $30,000 skid steer and attachments. And I'm like, okay, that's a self-limiting belief. Same thing with like my tractor tiller or even, you know, whatever it might be. And it's like, yep, but when you start investing back in the farm, it makes it easier and more fun. And so I promise, like, sustainability in the long haul, you know, the word sustainability gets thrown out kind of willy-nilly, but if it's not sustainable for the farmer that's doing the work, then it's not a sustainable process. So finding something that's going to work to you, to grow at the scale that you are doing, that's still very conscious of the earth and, you know, what people think sustainability means. I love to use sustainability in terms of like encompassing the whole thing. So that's kind of my little soapbox. But just keep in mind, like, you can chase money or you can chase time, but you cannot do both. And so that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to rewind a little bit. So year one of my farm stand was just like hobby farm stand around $7,000, whatever. Year two was when Josh passed away and I was just kind of keeping the farm alive. I was fulfilling the subscriptions and then I would put the farm stand flowers out on the stand on weekends when I had extras. You know, then I think after Davey was born, I sold a ton of dahlias because we had a late fall. But otherwise, that was just kind of like sort of surviving. And then the next couple of years, then the farm went to like almost $30,000 and then almost $80,000. And then we blew past $150,000 in gross sales, like three seasons in a row. Think about that. Roughly 30,000, roughly 80,000, roughly 150,000. That is a little scary. It sounds great, but the systems were not in place. I was not selling to florists with that $150,000. I wasn't doing weddings. I was just doing what I knew best. And that was people were going crazy over local flowers in central Minnesota. And there weren't really a lot of other flower farmers. And I was hustling. I was at two or three different breweries every week, not necessarily just me. I had employees there and I had, you know, two or three events at our farm. I had subscriptions and I was selling 250 to 300 bouquets a week during the season at $30 a pop. You know, we had a few U-Picks events and people were just like literally lining up. We'd be like, hey, Sunny Mary Meadow is going to be at our grand opening party at this boutique, or even just like a random Saturday, like mother-daughter day in July at a clothing boutique. And people were lined up out the door because they were like, what? I got to get your flowers. I got to get your flowers. My books were a disaster. My payroll was a disaster. Everything was a dumpster fire because people were paying in cash. And then it's like, I was trying to run payroll and I was trying to like, just, there was no consistency. I didn't have enough flowers. I wasn't pricing them accordingly. I'm like calling around to other flowers, like I just have to meet this demand. I just have to keep the customers happy and we'll figure out the books at the end of the season, you know? And it's like, I was paying staff. My payroll was like $3,000 a week. I mean, I was just randomly, I'd post on Facebook. I'd be like, we need help this week. And then I'd 1099 one, or I was going through this super expensive accounting firm. And I was, cause some people were like, no, I want to be W-2'd, even though it's agriculture. So I can legally 1099 them. But I was like, okay, whatever. Like I was so desperate for help. I was hiring these, like, if they listen, they're going to totally like come at me. But I mean, just random boomers that should not have been here, like thinking it was going to be a leisurely retirement gig. And I'm like, go pull some weeds or go clean these buckets or go. And they're just slow. And it was not helpful. And nothing was consistent. I'm paying staff, like tools weren't getting put away whatsoever. Garbage wasn't emptied. Compost wasn't empty. And like, so then the weekends we were working 16-hour days, my husband and I both, and he was at work and he was so frustrated. I was exhausted. And, you know, it was like, I felt like it was success on the outside, but behind the scenes, I was so burned out and running on fumes. And it looked like this really successful thing, but it wasn't. And so eventually I realized that my choice, I wasn't chasing money. I was chasing time. I'm like, I would have given anything to get an hour back. And so I kept throwing money at the problem, trying to fix it. And sometimes it works, but only when I paired it with systems. So I'm going to talk a little bit about just, I got really strict about, I paid an accountant. I gave her my old books from a couple of years before. I'm like, we need to get this into, you know, so I moved accountants. And we moved everything into QuickBooks. And that's really important because now that I'm expanding my farm and getting financing and getting a loan for this new building, I talk about this, you know, in the private PPP group a lot, but I needed proof of revenue, proof of growth, proof of, you know, all of that. So I had to get my books straight. I needed P&L statements, profits and loss. And now I'm able to get really real with it. So it's like, first of all, we need to get this organized, figure out where the money's going, you know, itemize everything. Like, where does the money come from? Is it the subscriptions? Is it the YouPicks? Like, what is actually making the money? And then I started really training myself and my team to operate within these boundaries because chasing time is very, very expensive. It requires investing in tools, in people, in infrastructure. But if you do it right, the payoff is massive. And honestly, like, as we've tried to decide, do we need this expansion? Do we need this or not? Because the last year, it's been really nice. Like, I've had systems, employees or my team are happy when they come here. Expectations are clear. Orders are getting fulfilled. We have processes. We have this sweet spot, but we're capped. We can't grow. And I still want to continue to grow. And so some of the tools that I invested in right away, one of them, and it sounds silly, but I pay $12 a month for each of these accounts, and you might think that's crazy, but I have on Google Admin, I've got a hello at sunnymarymeadow.com. That's what I give to like random customers, or that's what's on my website. That's what's on my business cards. That's the inquiries. Hello at sunnymarymeadow.com. Then there's Liz at sunnymarymeadow.com. And that's on my old business card. So customers still do send that. And a lot of times, like, that's the one that's on my phone. I don't have Hello. I don't have admin. I don't have podcast on my phone because those are boundaries I need to set. If it's something where, you know, they're looking at anything like that, that's where they check. Liz at sunnymarymeadow.com also is, you know, anything with my daughter's school or those important things or, you know, whatever it might be. Hello is where I communicate with the brides or for graduations or for just orders or general groups that want to come out, but I can tell they don't want to pay and I don't have time for that right now. And I need to tell them no sooner. Like, no, I don't have time to host your group here for a picnic. The farm is not looking like you think it should. There are no flowers. There are no flowers right now. They're all seeds or seedlings. It's May 31st. Like, I don't know what you think you're gonna come see. But anyway, it's, you know, so that hello at sunnymarymeadow.com, Liz at sunnymarymeadow.com. And then these next two I wouldn't need if I didn't also have the podcasting coaching. So then there's admin at sunnymarymeadow.com. That's what I give when it's something a little more profesh. You know, I do consulting sometimes randomly, like hourly rates. There's some greenhouses that I've done consulting for. Like, if they want to add a cut flower section and I've helped them do that, or, you know, like I can just like shoo them that way. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. Like, some of those things, it started out as a bit of like imposter syndrome. I don't know what else the other word is. But now it's like, no, I am offering them a huge service. They are saving a ton of money by paying me a couple hundred bucks an hour for consulting. Then I get to put my logo on it, whatever. But then I direct them to that email address. And I'm going to be honest, it was an assistant for a while. Now I'm shifting things. And it's actually just me answering those emails on admin@sunnymarymeadow.com. Also, all of my speaking, now that my book is going to be coming through, all of those things, that's the email I filter that. I'm actually hiring someone to start with that. She's starting next month in June. It's May 31st. So starting on Monday, there will be someone else in charge of that email account because I'm getting asked to go on other podcasts or as my business is growing, as my book is coming out, like speaking things, whatever. But that's the email I use for that. And then I have podcast@sunnymarymeadow.com. Just like send podcast questions too. So just mentally, that has helped a ton, even if it's just me answering them so that my inbox is not a dumpster fire. I paid for Calendly, which is something that I had a webinar a couple, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago. I showed the back end of how that works, how the reservation system works, how you can log into Zoom, all of those things. And as a reminder, typically once per quarter, whenever I talk about like, hey, we have this series, we have a free webinar, those are live. You have to hop on. The replays do not go on the podcast because sometimes there's some little bit sensitive business information. And it's also kind of like a free coaching session. And so you can hop on for free as long as it's live, but you have to make it a priority. It's free, but it's at that time. So if you can't make it a priority to be there, then you don't get to be there. Unless you have taken Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, then I upload the recording. So all of those Foundations of PPP people can go in and anytime from 3 months ago, watch the back end of how Calendly works or whatever it is when I record my screen. But I use that for bouquet pickups, podcast recordings, coffee chats with my friends, meeting with brides. It all links to my calendar. It all automatically sends a Zoom link and it has saved me so much time. And so again, just training my team to like operate within those things. And here's the twist right now. I am back to chasing money. All right, flower friends, we are going to take a quick break and I'm going to talk about Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, or PPP for short. This started as a course with cohorts, but now it's a full-on membership. So you pay once for lifetime access to all of the course modules, which cover everything from sales and marketing to goal setting, legal, accounting, efficiencies, scaling, and more. Basically, how to actually run your flower business like a business, and how I took my business from a $7,000 hobby to literally a $500,000 revenue enterprise. And it's the foundations and the framework and the principles that I built on, because if you scale things that are not working, you're just scaling your problems. And so once you join, you are in. So you get access to not only do you get the whole course, but you get access to the private Facebook group of 40 plus members that are taking flower farming extremely seriously, a monthly Zoom call for the group where you can ask questions, get support, or just listen in. And there we cover a lot of growing things, but I also will share, you know, once a month I'll say, hey guys, this is something I just learned. I'm going to teach you about, you know, the SMS texting marketing that I started doing with the husbands. And here's how I got them to sign up. And now they get a text a week before their anniversary or whatever it is. Like, or hey guys, I'm going to show you the behind the scenes on my Mother's Day flowers and how I did that reservation system. And this is how you use Calendly on the back end. Like, once a month, I show something like that. And then, of course, everyone can ask like growing questions, whatever. You also get lifetime access of exclusive replays of our quarterly webinars. Those are the public webinars that we do for this podcast. So now everyone can join those live. You have to sign up, but the replay is only for the members. And that is because I pack those with behind the scenes strategy of my farm. So like, hey, this is how I grew my farm to this, and here's the behind the scenes of the revenue, and here's the expenses that it actually takes to get there. I'm not going to put those out on the public podcast anymore. If you sign up, if you watch them live, you can see it for free. But if you don't watch it live, then you can only get the recording if you're a Foundations of PPP member. Plus, Foundations of PPP people get discounts for any of our in-person workshops and future courses. So events like Flower Farmer Forum, Farmer Florist Bootcamp, all of those things. There are three payment options to fit your budget. So there's a one-time fee of $1,000. You can do $100 a month for 12 months. So you save if you do the one time, or there's a middle ground of 6 months. So if you are serious about growing and ready to stop reinventing the wheel, please join our group. There is a link in the episode notes where you can schedule a 15-minute phone call with me for free. Tell me about your dreams. Tell me about your goals. Tell me about your problems right now. And I will be honest, and probably a third of the people that I talk to, I'm like, you know, I don't think this is for you. I don't think it's going to be helpful. I will be honest if I don't think that it's what you need, because I do want to, you know, I take it seriously that someone's investing in themselves, and I equally want to be there to help them. And yeah. So if you are interested in joining Foundations of PPP, I invite you to schedule a 15-minute call with me. Sorry, that was a really long ad. Podcast producer Abby is going to be like, Liz, keep it to 90 seconds. But I can't, because Foundations of PPP is so much. It's not 90 seconds. Anyway, back to the episode. I am not in love with the fact that I'm back to chasing money after spending so much time chasing time and getting in a groove and like, here's what I do. Here's what Sydney does. Here's what Brittany and Lydia do in the summer. Here's what, you know, whatever, like kind of a well-oiled operation. But again, I realized that we were a little bit stagnant, and it's just, if we want to continue to grow any of these things, we've got some bottlenecks, we've got some limitations, we've got some caps, and this new space is going to help with that. But, you know, we're just in this limbo phase. So our new building, it's going to have the pharmacy and bloom room. It's not going to be done until early fall now. It's no longer late summer. It's going to be early fall. It might still be September. It might still be before September 21st, which is technically still summer. Literally yesterday, the engineer and the state Department of Labor, that's a whole other thing. You know, if you ever want to do something and expand on your farm, there's a lot of hoops you have to jump through to do it legally, but I do want to do it legally and have everything on the up and up so that in 15 years, when my kids take over this business, it is, the foundation is set. But the reason this new space is going to solve so many problems that I've been battling for years is that people still think that we're a store and they can just drop by. And with this new space, we are going to have very clear hours on our website, on Google Business Profile, on our website, we'll say these are our typical hours, but they sometimes vary. But we update them every single week on Google, and we will, because that is where people check. They check your hours on Google, and you can link that to Facebook. You can link that whatever. And so it's like, if we are randomly closed on a Thursday, I'll just put closed. But otherwise, like Wednesday through Saturday, we're open. And subscriptions can still be fulfilled in the store during business hours, but then after hours, they'll go back to the OG location. A la carte bouquets that people can just come in buy will be in the cooler. QR codes for our event calendar with tours, whatever. We'll have a printed off QR code right there. So when someone's like, "Oh, I didn't realize this was just the store. I wanted to see the farm." I'll say, "You know what? We cannot drop what I'm doing right now and give you a tour. But if you scan that QR code, we have a tour every single week. $10 or free if you purchase a bouquet. So go ahead and sign up for one." And then they'll give you a look, and then they'll probably never come back, but that's fine because they were never going to be a customer anyway. But it's going to solve a lot of those problems. It's going to have a separate driveway, designated parking, clearly marked area for florists to come pick up. And then, we're going to have two coolers. One cooler becomes our retail space. The other one is like a flex cooler for weddings, tulip storage, peony storage, bigger wholesale orders, whatever. So yes, until then, I'm starting to say yes to most things. I'm not really turning away business, and it's a little bit exhausting, but I need to save up revenue. I need to build my savings account because my operating expenses right now, I have a construction loan that I've already started drawing on. It's a whole thing. I talk about it in Foundations of PPP. So right now, I am back to saying yes to most things, even though it's a little bit exhausting. But when someone's messaging me and saying, "Hey, can you do this custom $100 order or this random, $200 or whatever?" I'm saying yes. Or can you pop up at this place? Sure. Yep. As long as it's going to be, it used to be like, unless we profit $1,000, I'm not going to do it. Now I'm like, well, if we profit $200 on this pop-up Sten bar at the grand opening for this hair studio, like, yeah, I guess it's worth it. Like, something's better than nothing. And I've got staff to help, and okay, sure. And it's back to marketing and whatever. Or, yes, I'll go to this bridal open house and have a free Sten bar even, or a dollar per, a break-even Sten bar or something like that as it's advertising for the wedding. Like, I'm just saying yes to a lot of things, and I'm overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed right now. But again, I'm focusing on building a 6-month buffer of operating expenses because I believe in this model and I believe in building smart, but we're not there yet. And so I need this future infrastructure to support those expenses. And that means I am now personally back into the weeds. I'm back into the 50, 60 hour work weeks, lots of hustle, lots of, evaluating if I really need to pay someone to do something or if I can just do it myself or what is the best use of my time. Tiered bouquets, $30, $50, $80, because high value blooms cost so much more. And I'm also, we're putting up a new heated high tunnel here. It arrives in a couple weeks. I have two current high tunnels right now. This one high tunnel is going to be four times the size of each of those individual tunnels. So right now, one tunnel is 16 by 50. I'm going to have, so two tunnels are 16 by 50, and then the next one is going to be 34 by 96 or 98, I believe. And then Brent and I were just talking, like, we are probably drilling another well this fall, and like that needs its own, and in case like we get cattle and I want more tunnels even, because eventually, like, we sat down, I'm like, what does this look like? What is success long term? I'm like, I need peonies inside of a high tunnel. I literally need one, and it can be one of my cheap ones. It can be one of my little, you can, I don't even need zipper ends. I can just like the long plastic and knot it up and call it a day and just raise up the sides, like cinder blocks, whatever, and put peonies inside of there so that they bloom, a month or two earlier. Keep the plastic off for a lot of the winter and then just put the sides down sometime in February, whatever. I want dahlias inside of a tunnel. I want more ranunculus. I want blooms in time for Mother's Day. I want spring flowers for graduations and weddings because this is Minnesota, zone 4B. Like, I need those early spring flowers and I need flowers into the fall. So, getting back to this, so that's kind of the backdrop of it all. So, you cannot chase both. You can chase time, you can chase money, but not both at the same time. But here's the thing. Time takes money and money takes time. And you have to decide what season you're in. And this is not a weekly decision, okay? Honestly, for me, it's year to year. What am I focusing on? The last 2 years, I've been chasing time, trying to get more of my time back. But now I'm chasing money in the forms of like, we have to bring the revenue up of the farm so that it can support all of these things. And then I'll go back to chasing time again. So, you know, when I'm chasing time, I hire more people, I invest in systems, I protect my calendar, and I create structure. When I'm chasing money, I say yes more often. I work more hours. I grind harder so that I can build that buffer. I don't love it, but I accept it because it's a season. And if this is your current phase, like I'm back in the nitty gritty, get your hands dirty, build it all yourself mode, but it's not going to stay like this forever. I've seen the other side and it's been beautiful, but you know, here we go. And so let me leave you with this. Do not believe everything that you see online. If your books are a mess and you're crying in your cooler or you don't even have a cooler yet, you are not alone. Know what you're chasing. Get clear on it and give yourself permission to pivot. Okay. So if you want to hear more of this, you know, head over to Flower Fiber Forum, send me DMs. Let me know what season you're in. Let me know what's happening. Let me know what's going on. So are you chasing time? Are you chasing money? Which one are you chasing? And if you're trying to figure out how to run your farm like a business, not just a hobby, I would love for you to check out our Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products membership. We go really deep into systems, decisions. Reminder, if you are a Foundations of PPP member, every month we do a monthly Zoom call. So there's a private Facebook group for anyone that's taken Foundations of PPP. And it's a membership that as of right now, like once you pay for it, the cost either one time, spread out over 6 months, or spread out over 12 months. So there's three different options: pay in full, pay over a year, pay over 6 months. Once you've paid for that, you're in. I think eventually it'll be like, no, you have to keep paying if you want to stay in. But right now it's like, once you pay for that total upfront investment, you get to stay in. You get to stay in the Facebook group. It never ends. So you have access to the entire course, but then these Zoom calls. So we are meeting Wednesday, June 11th over the noon hour. Remember, put it on your calendar, Foundations of PPP people. We can talk about this behind the scenes, whatever questions you have. We're going to also talk about the big, beautiful bill. Is that what it's called? I want to talk about what that means. I've chatted with my accountant a little bit. You definitely should start getting a strategy, start coming up with a plan, things that you need to invest in. You know, that bonus depreciation is here to stay. There are a lot of things that have changed that favor businesses, and your farm is a business, and it's important to learn the laws and the tax codes to function within your business, or else you're leaving a ton of money and probably sustainability long-term on the table. Anyway, that is my episode for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you are clear. You're either chasing time with those, you know, people, systems, calendars, structures, or you're chasing money and that's saying yes to things, working more hours and grinding hard to build the buffer. And I hope that whichever one you're doing, it's short term and you shift every couple of years, and that's how you continue to move the needle and get progress. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at sunnymarymeadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. sunnymarymeadow.com